You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Again, Dr. K is still with us, and we have our caller, Fred. And go ahead. Did you sum up, Fred? Let's bring it to an end. We have other callers, and Dr. K, did you want to respond to Fred?
Well, I just keep up the great work, and on in his honor, I'd like to make an offer. I am willing, if you'll give a donation to Mr. Adams, I am actually willing to ship to Fred a case of wrongly blamed. I don't want anything for it. I'll pay the shipping, but just give Mr. Adams a donation. It's going to, you know, so that he can keep doing the brilliant work he's doing. You know, everybody else gets paid to do this. We don't. But I'd be happy to do that, or anybody else that's listening today, I will send one case. And then you can distribute it.
How many in a case, Dr. K?
I think there's 25. I mean, it's the retail price is $20, so you're looking at 20 times 25. That's
400, $500.
Yeah. But what good does it do? You know, the way book business has changed so much, and I have 2,000 copies, so I thought, why not distribute them? And I mean, I can do the same for Volume 2 of the Quran, for that matter, for those who want to enlighten people. For all the lies that have been told.
Yes.
So,
okay, thank you, Fred. We have to move along. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that. We got a bunch of calls here, so let's see who we can grab next. Okay, we have Murr in Wisconsin up next, too. Hello, Murr. Come on up. Muir, are you there? Hello? I don't hear anybody.
Counting 1, 2, and you're gone.
All right. We gave you... All right.
Hello.
Is this Rhonda or...
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Muir or Rhonda? Who are you?
No, I'm Murr.
Oh, okay. We finally got...
just now.
All right. Okay.
Can you hear me?
You. Yeah. Yeah, now
can
we can
hear
you fine. You're on. You're on the program now, yes.
Okay, forgot to click me through, I suppose. I could hear good.
I didn't do it. I'm not on that end. It's
oh,
video.
I know you
do it.
Didn't. I know.
No, now you're on, and that's all right. All is forgiven.
Okay.
Go ahead now.
Listen, let me tell you. I will send you links, both of you, and put in the deadlyexperiment.chatango.com, Brendan O'Connell, all the information, very good information, especially about the Bolsheviks, the Polish and Russians that are behind a lot of this. Intel Inside is actually Israel Inside, of course. I hope we all know that. But what I really wanted to talk about was B-17. It is really cyanide and naturally occurring and prevents cancer. So, of course, raw almonds have to now all be irradiated because they had B-17. Back in the 50s, CIA sprayed millet with LSD and claimed it was ergo, so it wasn't safe because millet had B-17. This was in France. You may remember that.
Yeah, I do.
But an apple a day keeps the doctor away because the 6 seeds inside have the perfect dose of cyanide, B-17.
Right.
So eat
right.
the seeds. So anyway,
yeah,
that's all I really wanted to say.
Yeah. Let me just add, the amount of in one apple a day would be okay. And also apricot seeds and the others, just to nibble on them. Wild berries, their medicinal is the cyanides, which are called anthocyanins. So, yeah, it's...
And also in the kernel, you alluded to the apricot. In
right.
The kernel, it's not...
Reasonable quantities.
Reasonable. Now, don't go and have 500 apricots, eat the kernel inside the pit, because that isn't too good either. But
well, there was a fatality, just so you know, there was a fatality of a guy who saved up 2 cups of apple pits, and he ate them all at once.
Use common sense. People have to use common sense.
Right.
You don't eat processed food, and you take care of yourself, and you ask for highest guidance. In the Bible, it says every herb is for us. The earth was made for us, as you were saying. So just love yourself and love others. Love God. We'll be good.
Oh, aren't you something? Thank you so much.
You got the right attitude, Mira. Thank you.
Yeah.
DeadlyExperiment.chatango.com. Bye-bye.
Yes, Deadly. Bye-bye. I'm glad you said it. I was just about to. DeadlyExperiment.chatango.com. For Rick Adams, Uncensored. You know, there's a lot of interest in what you say, Dr. K. We're going to go back to the phones now, but there's so much I could ask you and bring out that's very important.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Adams.
Sure.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I will save that. Let me get to the callers first, but I will bring up the question. We had Rhonda.
I do have something to add before the callers come. The Bible, I'm not an expert, but it talks a lot about tree resin. And that's what I'm researching right now, just so you know. And I will have a revelation maybe in the next month or two for you.
Sure. Well, the maple tree, you know, we have different trees in the Bible. Also, they're representative of people. The tree of death is Satan, and the tree of life, you know, is Christ and God. But, you know, there's a lot of other things, too. You know, that the maple leaf tree is being used cosmetically now, and, you know, we have all kinds of tree, the myrtle. The one that you use for diabetes, the myrtle and cumin, these are all from the scriptures. They're all there in the Bible. And people ignore them because they don't know their Bible. They don't care. All they want to do is just ignore God and then just bring him out at these holidays and say, oh, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Easter, and all of that. And I tell you, God is not impressed. He's not very happy with that.
No, we're his slaves.
They went into captivity because they're embracing all these foreign gods and all these foreign entities.
It's worse now than ever.
The whole business is all about, Dr. K. The war is
meant to
destroy us, the people of America, and all of the other nations by diluting them, by perverting them, by bringing in all kinds of disease. What about Chagas and all this stuff that comes up across the border now? You know what I'm saying? All of this, and it could be cured. Or reverse.
Everything is curable.
You know, I hate to use the word cure because I was once told by a man who reversed his own cancer, he said, the only thing you can cure is a ham. He was being a little funny, but still, he was making the point. All right, Rhonda is next right now. Hello, Rhonda. You're
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment because I'm the same way. I don't go to doctors anymore either because, you know, just watching somebody you love slowly get killed by the establishment is you get PTSD from it, you know, any noises or anything. But my mom, and they put her in a nursing home, and then they gave her a flu shot without our permission. Anyway, just... She had side effects from that. But they had one incident where she had pneumonia, and they gave her Levaquin.
Oh, boy.
And I said, you know, what did you do to my mom? I said, did you give her brain damage or something? Because she can't string a sentence together.
Oh, my God.
And the doctors are like, uh-oh, they see a lawsuit coming. So what do? They go and take a brain scan. It was the Levaquin the first time.
Right,
and then
to cover themselves and all.
They sent her home on hospice, and guess what? She was outliving what they expected, so when she had to get a procedure done, they got the procedure done, and they didn't tell us what they gave her. At least I didn't go with her. And her brain started doing the same thing, and then, you know, she was a diabetic, so she had the purple bag syndrome. thingy.
Yeah, okay.
And everybody's looking at us like, she's dying. I said, no, she's not. We didn't do anything different. And then after she died, we figured it out. But she came home from hospice. She goes, I want to live. I want to live. She was so happy to be home. And then she had that procedure done, and it's like, you know, what do you do? And you can't go after them. You have proof.
No,
and
it's
they,
very
you
difficult.
You can't go after them.
Very difficult.
So Levaquin is evil. It's that fluoride-based antibiotic.
Terrible stuff. Mm. Very terrible.
It melts your
not
brain.
Not even medically indicated in her case, because it would have been, you know, a probably viral. If we would have had a little oil of oregano, we could put it in a glass of water three times a day, and it would have got the job done, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were giving her all sorts of stuff, and they even said, we don't have, before this procedure, we don't know what to do to keep her on hospice. She's doing that well. We have that documented. And then she gets this procedure done with Levaquin, and she's dead like 2 months later.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, they can, these toxic chemicals can upset the chemistry, and somebody with vital force, or they give a little morphine on the basis that, you know, and then it doesn't take them long. A month later, they're dead or in doornail, or sooner. Sooner.
Yeah. Well, they tried that, too. They were like, in the hospital, we need to give her more morphine. I said, please don't. Well,
were they giving her morphine?
Not at home, no, because she wasn't, they never said that. She was resting comfortably, but we couldn't wake her up. That was one sign.
Well, if they gave her morphine, it would cause pneumonia in many cases.
Oh, okay. Well, they did give her morphine. She was
because
in the hospital.
Because that slows the respiratory rate, and then you get the pneumonia. Now, that's
well,
they kind of like.
Let's just say that my mom was their deadly experiment.
Oh,
that's
always.
She was.
Always.
Yeah.
But they want them dead. They can't afford to keep them alive, okay? So kill them quick.
Right.
It's a ceremony.
And then my last comment.
Yeah.
Sorry, my last comment is my sister is telling me about this website called The Truth About Cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of really good information in there. She said that if you have a cancer, a tumor that's more than 2 centimeters or something, it automatically starts going into the blood system. So for one example, she said quercetin will knock that out, like leukemia.
You need something more powerful. You need something quite a bit more powerful than quercetin. You want to use the wild oregano would be my suggestion to burn it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, she said it's a really good website. And
yeah,
like
I know the guy.
Yeah. Are beneficial. Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay. I haven't gone to it at all.
I mean, it's got some pros and cons. You get the good out of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my brother survived a really rare form of cancer. He had to have 2 stem cell transplants. They almost killed him.
Yeah,
but
that would almost, yeah.
Yeah,
well, you know, you're on the right track. Just stay away from, for chronic illness, find some herbs or proper dietary therapy, and go out and get a lot of sunshine and exercise.
All right, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate
okay.
it very
bye-bye.
Much. New listeners and different voices join us every chance they get. We have Kent in West Virginia now, I believe. Hello, Kent.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Hi.
I've got sort of a maybe an unusual twist on this Khashoggi disappearance.
Yeah. All right.
I can't help but think, but this is October, and we have a situation where the man has disappeared. There's worldwide, you know, discussion about what happened to him. Maybe they killed him, or maybe they snuck him back to Saudi Arabia. Now,
yeah.
if they snuck him back to Saudi Arabia, we have a man who is a hostage, let's say. And wouldn't it be wonderful if the Kushners, who are so close to the Saudi Arabians,
maybe
dear little Ivanka could do the rescue and go over in late in October and rescue this fellow and bring him back so he can get married.
Yeah.
And wouldn't she be the little star who could be made the
Kushner should do it. Kushner and his wife should do it. They should man the helicopters just like they did when they tried to go in on Iran. And this time there won't be a sandstorm because they're doing evil with evil.
And Ivanka could be the U.N. ambassador because there wouldn't be any nepotism argument. And all and Daddy Trump, all the election, you know, the midterm elections would all be swayed in his favor. I think this is in October. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe it's as they say, and it was like a terrible killing. But I think there's. I think this smells. You know, I think this smells
it
like
stinks
a,
to the. You know what?
Stage
at this point, I told you many times, Kent and Dr. K. I don't believe anything anymore that's being reported in the media, especially if it's being reported in your face 24/7.
Yeah, and now we have to resurrect Bin Laden, and he's a friend of Bin Laden, so they got they had to get him. You know, I mean, you know, it's just
Nell was saying he was wearing an Apple Watch.
Put it on a shelf or in the back of your mind, but treat, like you said, Dr. K, these are still distractions from where we're headed, nationally, internationally. The October surprise could possibly be the economy. I'm seeing, and Art will be coming on in a few minutes, too. He's waiting in the wings, but we'll be talking about the economic picture. Right now, it's horrible. In America, things are much worse, contrary to the has claimed. So, you know, the October surprise worldwide could very well be an economic takedown. And that's what we should be worried about, all of us, is that, or looking at least, okay? Okay, thank you, Kent, for your comments and your contribution. Dr. K, I believe that we have to go right back to, we have to go back to Fred because he didn't finish what he was saying, but we had so many calls. So let's go back to Fred now. From Michigan, and Fred, you can sum up very quickly for us. All right, bring him up, Fred. Come on, Fred. There he is. Fred, okay, let's finish up with Dr. K. What else did you have to say here, Fred? Are you there, Fred? I'm getting a dead silence.
No, I don't hear anything.
There is no Fred. Oh. He is gone. He is gone.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Is he there or not? Okay. All right. Because I got a mixed message here saying that Fred is still on the line. Okay. I thought he was still holding. Okay. Good. Well, that's it. Dr. K, we're almost at the end of this segment.
Yeah, we are. Some great humor and cynicism. I love it from our friends. And some heartfelt, pain that we heard from some of our other friends. Just hang in there. It doesn't matter. God's going to obliterate the whole thing someday. It'll be all dust. So
see,
don't worry about anything that's happened. Just, you know, concentrate your heart on him.
Right, right. The key. Just, that is what I wanted to emphasize today. All these other things don't matter because this world system is only here temporarily. It's going to end. The age will come to an end, and we'll be in a new age someday very soon.
And it does a lot of good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just ask you this, Dr. K, before you have to run, and that is with some of the products that you have and that some that in particular I'm familiar with and I have been taking, I know you're having a problem being able to even harvest in the future some of
it's difficult.
So
these are hand-harvested. That's what I wanted to reveal.
You were talking about the, I think you told me privately about the hawthorn.
Oh, the hawthorn is brilliant. I myself physically went out and harvested a bunch of things. I made a raw extract. They are unbelievably powerful. I believe I'm going to have to make my own line of products and as a sort of raw, crude extract. And just offer them for people to regenerate. And that's what they're going to do. When you leave the medicine the way God made it, the way animals eat it, if you get the right medicine, it will revive your whole body. I'm experiencing that. So I want to share that when I'm ready here in the next couple months. Hawthorn extract, wild rosehip extract rich in vitamin C, and wild resins, which are in the Bible all over the place, resin from the northern forest, they'll regenerate your whole hormone system. If your hormone system functions, you'll fight everything. I'm going to get some samples to you, Mr. Adams, and, you know,
very good.
See how it helps.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure. Dr. K is with us. And you can obviously access him through me if you want to make that contribution. Contact.
I will do it.
458 at cox.net. Okay, Doc. Thank you. We'll talk soon again. Yep. God bless. Thank you, folks. We'll be right back, and Art from Philly will be up and running.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we're back now, and, you know, we got a pile of guests today, and right now we're going to bring back from his hiatus Art from Philly. Hello, Art. Welcome.
Hello, Rick. Good to be back.
Thank you. You've been busy.
Very busy.
Good, good. That keeps the money flowing into the Israeli Revenue Service and helps them grow and get stronger and stronger while we are diminished, right? Isn't that the name of the game?
Right. Netanyahu said it. He says basically our people set up the Inferno Revenue Service at a meeting when he dedicated the Philadelphia Holocaust Museum right at Independence Mall. So it came right from Netanyahu, referring to Jacob Schiff, one of the creatures of Jekyll Island. So I heard that directly from him. So,
and you didn't hear it from any of the media organs that they own now, did you?
No, you don't hear that, do you?
I wonder why, but we do hear about Khashoggi, and we hear about, you know, about the plight of the Holocaust victims and the museums and all of the other, you know, problems across the globe. But we just don't hear about the other things, but Then again, I understand why they just don't have time, because we're so preoccupied with rhinoceroses in South Africa being killed and the hunt for elephants. We just don't have time to concern ourselves with humans being killed, unnecessarily murdered, beaten, tortured, raped on their own land. And this is an abomination, which proves what you have been saying and what others have been saying. My guest today is that all of this distraction by the media of influence, you know, electioneering and so forth by Russia and so on and so forth, does not deal with the real enemy. The real enemy is the enemy within, and that is La Cosa Nostra. And La Cosa Nostra, the mob, as you call it, is in control of virtually every aspect of this government in Washington. Not every, but virtually every. And, of course, locally, statewide, our police departments. They're being corrupted, taken over. They're being supplanted. And these are things that most individuals don't even talk about on their radio programs, but here you are, and we're doing it today. It's something that needs to be exposed, is the influence of the mob and this seed line of Cain over every single aspect of America today. And that's why we're going down, Art. That's why we're going down. Comment.
Great. I agree with you. And it's what's interesting is most people don't realize, you know, that, for instance, in the Capone area, you saw them take over the town of Cicero, Illinois. That's happening every day of every week in this country, 24/7, that these criminals are plotting and taking over local government, school boards, all across the country. And I think we're the only people actually talking about that, so people can actually see what's really going on right in front of their face. They think it stopped with Capone. It hasn't stopped with Capone. It's been going on, you know, nonstop since that point in time.
Oh, sure, sure. And, you know, the thing that right now, here's the thing, you know, just talking about Facebook and all of this nonsense, the allegations about Russia. Here's something that was out of the mix, and I meant to bring it up with our first guest, Porter, and that is that Facebook book now has purged over 800 accounts with millions of people, millions of followers, including mostly prominent conservative people, just taking them down. And, you know, this has been going on for a long time, but now they've added to the mix. So here they are using the excuse of all of this influence peddling and these investigations by Congress and so forth to now take down legitimate sites with legitimate points of view that just might not be kosher approved. So who's influencing us? Who is the mob behind the scenes that's controlling the means of communication through social media? Who? We just named them for you.
That's right. And that shows, for instance, you know, unfortunately for Alex Jones there, why he's suffering so much is because he basically built his empire relying on Zionist-controlled media. And that's why RBN is succeeding, because you have built a network independent of what they're doing. So that's why that works. And it's because, you know, he never talks about it, but he's actually feeling the impact of it, what these Bolsheviks are doing. And that's, you know, and like what they say, boycott, divest, and sanction. RBN has survived because they have basically bypassed that issue. And that's what I do, too. So if you're aware of what they're doing, you can set up media and you can bypass them and not use them. And that's the best way to go about it. Sooner or later, you're going to have to do it anyhow.
Well, it is, you know, fragmenting, you know, media control in many ways that, as I say, as we speak, we're seeing a sort of collapse of the deck of cards on them, because they are turning on each other, this system, this corporate control of the media. And now they are getting a little panicky and nervous, because in the end, whatever plans they have laid and hatched, they're not going to be able to work. And they don't seem to understand that, is that, you know, biblically speaking, it's iron and clay do not mix. And they can't meld that new world order. They can't bring it about even through economic collapse, which they have already engineered to happen. Because in the end, it's going to take a supernatural force to heal everything. And that's when Satan comes in. All right, we'll take a break, folks. We got a whole half hour to go with Art, and we're going to get into it. So if you got a contribution, New callers are welcome. This is Rick Adams, Uncensored, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio Avenger, we're back, folks. Thank you. Art from Philly's with me. Art, you know, you heard the name of Sheldon Adelson, one of your great friends, mentioned a couple of times here today on the program, and how he is personally crusading for the Republican Party, the radical Likud Party in America, with $20 million plus of contributions. You know, of course, that is parallel to what Bloomberg says he's going to do on the left with the Democrats. So it looks as if, again, typically the American public has been caught right in the squeeze of all of this, haven't they, huh?
Yes, they have. Most people don't realize that both parties are controlled by the same Bolshevik agenda. And it's at the local level where if you educate yourself, you might be able to make some difference. But, you know, people focusing and saying, I'm going to change a senator, change a governor, you know, change a president, that's you're reaching way too far over actual capability, what you can do. A single person or a small group of people can should focus in on controlling their scoreboard all the way up to a congressional seat. If you're going any further than that, you're just overextending yourself and you won't get any results at all. That's all I say.
Well, and so we can make changes. Yeah, you've got Trump coming in, campaigning for the Republican, and once again, you know, there's a lot of antics, a lot of charading going on there concerning a lot of the silly antics that we're used to hearing in political negative advertising. But the net effect is that whether there is a net loss in the House of Republicans in the next month or so or not, as you point out, on the overriding issues here, they all seem to sit up, I wonder why, and take notice when somebody snaps his fingers. And somebody like Sheldon Adelson, who is, as we have said before on this program, very much behind the anti-Muslim, anti-Arab campaign billboards in New York and bus terminals and so forth, very much involved in the bigotry movement, sort of like the ADL types who claim to be for tolerance. And then you have the radical left. So you have the right and the left, so-called, and they are financing this destruction. Now, we mentioned the Haley situation before. One thing that has not been brought out about Nikki Haley, the UN, of course, is that she not only is an Adelson puppet, but more importantly, she represents that consummate part of the world where you have the special relationship where she came from, India. You might have some thoughts on her, that background in India with regard
well,
to...
Think about Sure. So her father basically was an educator every year, but he was a Sikhi Indian, which is like, you know, the Green Berets or Marines of the United States. You also have to realize India has been and currently is a communist country working with Russia, building weapons against the U.S., and you're having her represent the United States. The Indians and the State of Israel are basically joined at the hip as far as military alliances go, so they're not our friends. And here it is, we bring her family in through H-1B visa programs to put out, you know, replace American jobs. And, you know, she rises to power, and she abuses it, okay? We saw the same thing with the governor of Louisiana there, who basically rose to power and, you know, privatized half of the schools in the entire state on behalf of the Annenberg No Child Left Behind program, given ownership to, the, you know, the Cosa Nostra.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, that's how these guys are helping us.
Sure, you know, sure, they're helping themselves, and this is why they're prostitutes, any of them that become mouthpieces for the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, they have a dark soul. And these are the people who represent, as you point out, the wealth, the privilege, the moneyed interests, and this is not what America is all about. Now, Trump says this is what America is all about. America first means it means putting the Cosa Nostra first, because that, in essence, is what he has done, okay? You can say something and not do it, or you can do something and not say it. Now, all we've been doing is hearing him say something and do the exact opposite in just about every case as to what he said he would do, with one exception. And that exception is very important because it's a major end-time prophecy event, and that's Jerusalem. Now, when he did that, he announced to the world that he basically was pronouncing the sixth Trump, pardon the pun, but he was basically ushering in the sixth Trump, which is Satan's Trump. Jerusalem unified under the synagogue of Satan and all of the these Kenites there who declare it to be their capital, the capital of Judah, which it is not. So all of this is happening while our heads are just swirling around and wondering why. Why is it important? Well, it's not important to the world whether Jerusalem is anybody's capital, because it's not. It's God's city. But the fact of the matter is, this is necessary in order to bring down that one world beast system from Jerusalem, where Satan will come, and he will assume his throne at the temple. So that wall, that wailing wall, is going to be gone. But what we see in its place now, in the meantime, is going to be a new temple. A new temple sitting there where it ought not to sit. And this is what it's leading up to. So, I mean, Trump probably doesn't himself realize exactly what it is he's saying. But he's saying it because he's paid to say it, okay? Because all of his life, as we've pointed out on these shows so often, he's been a part of that mob. From the casinos, all the way through his business enterprises, real estate ventures, all of that has been ka-ching, ka-ching for the Bronfmans, for the Adelsons, as you pointed out, and the host of others that we've mentioned going back to the Al Capone days. So really, what is it about anybody who thinks that they can elect a president who's going to be independent, who's not going to be beholden to these interests and survive? Even Kennedy couldn't do it. Even old man Kennedy. We got a president in the White House, Joe Kennedy said. But pretty much I think he expected that Jack was going to get killed because he knew what he was up against in World War II, the mafia.
Right, right.
See?
And realized that, you know, he was the ambassador to England and who took over and became the ambassador to England was Walter Annenberg. So you can see basically the transition in the power right there at that point in time.
Sure.
And that did lead to the Kennedy assassination, because you can see Walter Annenberg directly tied to the Kennedy assassination by Operation Mockingbird, where he was working directly with Cord Meyer. You see the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt, where you draw the diagram showing, you know, Cord Meyer, you know, consolidating the JFK assassination up to LBJ. But what he left out was in that block diagram, to the right of him was Walter Annenberg. And then Walter Annenberg was basically tied to the hip to Senator, what's his name, out of Philadelphia. I can't remember his name right now. Not Specter, but the other one who appointed him to Specter.
I know who you mean.
Swiker.
Go ahead.
You're right. Senator Swiker was on the Senate Intelligence Committee who helped appoint Specter and Sprague to the Warren Commission. And here it is, his wife works for Walter Annenberg through Ms. Romper Room TV for 7 years. They're joined at the hip, meeting socially all the time, and that's how the cover-up occurred. You don't hear that
incredible.
In the media?
Yeah,
right.
Out of all of it, it's just elusive to most of the people who would listen to conventional radio. Now, the other thing that I alluded to in the previous hour and a half has to do with economic pictures and economic forecasts. Now, we saw what the stock market did this week, and you're watching some major turbulence that's taking place, orchestrated to be sure. Well, one thing that's not just happenstance or orchestrated is the massive debt structure that now is looming over this country and every other country of the world in Europe, Portugal, Spain, France, Italy. All these countries are being ruined and wrecked by this wrecking ball in the IMF. And this week, the IMF, you know, issued that report concerning the very gloomy economic picture, which means that they're getting pretty close. They're getting pretty close to sinking this whole ship, Art. What are your thoughts with Sears and Roebuck being told to go into bankruptcy court, a number of other facilities, and so on and so forth? What are your thoughts on all of these?
All right, well, this basically goes back to mergers and acquisitions. If you remember what Stalin said after he took over Eastern Europe, he says, I consolidated my power through merger and acquisitions of industry and business. Okay? So what, you know, that was a tool that happened during the Reagan era, the 82 Tax Reform Act, or 80, you know, basically in the mid-80s, where he allowed mergers and acquisitions to occur. And that's the tool that the Zionists have been using. So now you have Eddie Lambert, a hedge fund manager who took over Sears, merged it in with Kmart, and he'll be fine. He'll be a multi-billionaire when this is all over, but 89, just rounded up to 90,000 Sears employees are going to be out on the street. Okay.
Right.
In addition to that, they're then going to throw the pension liabilities onto the pension guarantee fund, you know, federal program, which, you know, it can't handle it. It's, you know, it could barely handle GM going under. Now, this is going to be even worse for them. So, now you look at all the suppliers, that's at least another 40,000 people who lost their income as a result of Sears going down. It's usually half, again, for suppliers. And now you're talking over, you know, 120,000, maybe even 150,000 people are going to lose their jobs over Sears going down the rat hole. All right? So, it's actually a shame. But when you actually mentioned how they got this way, it was like Toys R Us, another hedge fund game where they put so much debt on the business that basically put them down the rat hole. They couldn't invest to build the business because they were paying a massive debt to the hedge fund managers. So that's what I see about that, and I think they need to be prosecuted for that.
We're seeing the malls, too, the big malls, shopping malls across America, forecast to be shutting down incredible numbers. What is it, around a quarter of all the malls within the next couple of years or so at these forecast rates? Here in Providence, we have the Providence Place Mall, which was supposed to be an upscale mall, and now we've seen a number of closings. One of the main anchors of the mall, Nordstrom's, of course, has closed its or announced the closing of its facility and the bringing in of Costco's. So we're going from upper to lower quality merchandise, lower prices. It's becoming like a mill outlet now. And this is what's going to happen to all of these major stores and malls. Macy's is not going to be there much longer, from what I'm told. And they're in big trouble as well across these malls. So what is your situation? What is your forecast with regard to mall real estate, mall properties, and mall retailing?
All right, compared to Europe. Europe, basically, the amount of retail space per person is 5 square feet. In the United States, the amount of retail space per person is 25 square feet. And our economies, as far as retail purchases, isn't that much different. So obviously, we got five times as much stores, shopping facilities than this country needs. So now you're going to see, it's going to be consolidated. That's going to have a massive impact on local jobs for people, a big impact on the tax revenue. And in addition to that, it's going to, make it harder for the youth to basically rise up to professional jobs, get an education, because the opportunities for, starting out are basically fading away.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, at the same time, student loans, student debt, unpayable, unfinanced. We're talking about car loans, all of the others, the mortgage because of the interest rates, now home building growing to nothing. All of this together, when you add it all up, it seems to be what I was referring to earlier. I called it an October surprise, but I don't think it's going to be worldwide. It'll happen sometime, possibly, after the elections. Because after the November elections, we're going to be in for one rude awakening, in my opinion, with regard to the tax structures in each state, each city, each town. No question that taxes are going to have to be raised. What we've got here in Rhode Island is absolutely abominable. We've got a governor who will just walk right in again. $6 million she's already raised and spent. She has no real opposition at all in the Republican Party and the independents, who are throwing a monkey wrench into this. So basically, she walks in, she represents Wall Street to the T, and she's telling the people to support a $250 million bonding for the schools. And guess what? Guess what, Art? The polls show, if they're accurate, 77% of the voters supporting it. So they're tightening the noose around their own neck.
Right.
Doing it in Providence with the same thing. New school buildings. We need a new infrastructure. The only problem is they can't pay for it. So
right.
I don't see anything but a ticking time bomb here.
Right. And here's the thing about the general public. When you hear politicians saying we're setting up a bond, you better realize what they're really saying is we're raising your taxes, because that bond is a debt is a debt obligation that is going onto the people, either through your real estate, through your cars, an income tax. So people better realize whenever you hear politicians say we're talking about getting a bond, we're basically taxing you, But somehow the general public doesn't know that. And then you should actually ask politicians, if you get this bond, what is the cost per person who's actually paying the bill going to be? That should be actually put in there before you actually take any bond out. Well, if we had a $10 million bond for this community, that costs you, $10 a year for the next 20 years. That's what we should actually be seeing when they do this. But they don't want to tell you what's really going on. And the general public's stupid enough not to see it.
Well, again, and that is true. The loan is one thing. It's the interest, the principal and the interest combined. You're talking $400 million. And again, it's 20, 30-year loans. It doesn't matter because the payments have to be made every single year. And as you say, what that means is the taxes have to be raised to accommodate it. With a pension crisis in every state, every community, and they're big here, believe me, and the demand now for defined pensions on the part of some of the bus drivers with the Teamsters Union, for First Student Company, all of this is going on, and it's unaffordable. It just has to break. There's no way it can continue, and this is why we're looking at an economic catastrophe. Statewide, nationwide, and worldwide. That's my view.
Yeah, as far as the pensions go, I think Illinois and New Jersey would be the first ones to go under because their debt obligations are through the roof.
But
I think Rhode Island, many of the other states are not too far behind in the second tier of economic devastation due to the pensions. The reality is you're going to get a haircut. You know, it's either going to be, what I'm hearing is typical, is a 25 to possibly 50% haircut. And look at what the Teamsters got. I mean, they got like a 75% haircut in their pensions. Thanks to Jimmy Hoffa and, Mo Dallas and those boys really helping themselves out.
I guess they did. They feasted quite sumptuously off their dinner. All right, let's take a couple of calls quickly now. We have John in Arkansas first. Hello, John. Come on up.
Shalom, old friend. Yeah, I got two quick questions for your guest there. One, what does he think about the private prison system and how in the world are they allowed to flourish, which is really legalized slave labor? And two, what does he think about Jason Boss, the owner of 153news.net? You know, in my constant ongoing war with this scumbag, he got a video up on YouTube right now explaining his action of being a so-called censor-free website to everybody. He's trying to cover his butt. I'll take my questions off the air.
All right. Okay, John, thank you. First question on the private prison system, the privatization of prisons.
Well, the question is, we know how expensive prisons are. If it's a pilot program, does it really work? Does it provide the safeguards for public safety that are necessary? That would be the first question to ask. As far as privatization, I'm not really for it because, it can be influenced. You know, what happens if we get a Bernie Madoff into the prison there? You know, what's he going to be like? You know, we already see, for instance, gangsters already, like Capone is an example, Eastern City Penitentiary. I mean, he was in a public prison. He was living high on the hog. So that's, basically, I think it puts the public at risk. A big, an additional risk that's unnecessary. That's my first opinion on that. On the second question, I don't know the party that he's talking about, so I really have no information on that.
Well, we talked about it here on the program before. We brought it up many times, and, John's made his statement. They deny censorship, but, in fact, that particular forum, according to what John says, is censoring as well. I mean, there's censorship everywhere. No matter where you go, you're finding on the net there's a lot more discretion, as they call it, and a lot more control factor than you thought. So anyway, what else can we add to that? All right, we've said our piece. Let's go on to the next caller here, Barbara in Georgia. Hello, Barbara.
Good to speak with you, both of you. And I wanted to preface my statement with the fact that we all learn differently, and I might be a little slow on the uptake. But I was studying last week, and I found a document that listed all the criminals, the ones that have been leading our government, and it was actually written to the court. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. So that really blew my mind to find that. But then my studies led me to reading about the 13 Illuminati families. And so the descendants of these 13 families of course, they're influencing everything that we see going on now. And, of course, you guys call it synagogue of Satan and so forth. And
yeah. Well, that's right.
Yeah. Sure. Right. One little nugget that I found interesting is that the UN flag is the universal Illuminati flag. If you think about it, I didn't know that. And so something that the question that I'm boiling down to is that there seems to be a lot of PowerPoints, but there are certain people, certain institutions that seem to rule and push all the buttons, and everybody else just sort of falls in line. So my question is this: does the Vatican serve Israel, or does Israel serve the Vatican?
In my view, clearly it's the Vatican that's subservient to the Zionist mafia, and that has been shown most recently in all of the failings of the Vatican and the leadership that isn't there with this Pope. So that has been the case for a long time. In my time, since the Pope Pius XII era ended, okay? That's my answer. And that's it. Now we have to move on. Thank you very much for your call. I think you're a pretty quick learner, actually. Let's go on to Terry from Texas now. Hello, Terry. Come on up.
Greetings, Rick. Greetings, Art. Art, I was having a discussion with Rick last week that, you know, that these mechanisms that are being put in place, what's happening socially and economically is being legislated into place. And you're always talking about, let's go downstream and get to the local level and affect change. Well, there was a big thing on NPR last week, listen to the radio, and George Soros is already reaching down to these super PACs and spending all this money for district attorneys and sheriffs for the sanctuary cities and to go light on crime. In your own backyard, Larry Krasner spent $1.5 million to help him get elected. He's, you know, basically letting go with the shoplifting and, you know, all these other things. And what it's doing, again, from sort of behind the scenes legislatively, it's putting a death knell into the local economy when it comes to the economics, because these people are being let out of, you know, they shoplift, and then in the same afternoon they're talking about how they're right back in the same store shoplifting because their hands are getting slapped on arrest. In the sanctuary cities, we pay for all that, you know, light on crime with the sheriffs. Here George Soros is spending all this money to elect sheriffs that are light on crime in sanctuary cities, and how are we going to fight this?
You don't fight it with economics. You really have to get into understanding who we are as a people and get on your knees. Get you on your knees. Art, you want to respond because you're the guest. Go ahead, Art.
All right, well, realize NPR is basically Operation Mockingbird, owned by the Annenberg Crime Syndicate. And that's the first thing.
Yes.
So you really have to find other ways to fight outside of listening to that media. What they did to Brett Kavanaugh is another way to apply that tool back to them. If they're going to assassinate our character, we need to basically bring out the character of what these people are about and let the public understand that, properly deal with them.
And get on noplaceforcorruption.com. Thank you, Art. Again, a pleasure having you back. Take care.
You got it.
Okay, folks, Andrew Carrington, Hitchcock.com on the UK line, and Rick Adams, Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, YouTube, Rick458 at Cox.net. Goodbye, folks. We'll see you next week, God willing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.